Everybody, shh. Central Perk is proud to present the music of Miss Phoebe Buffay.
Thanks. Hi. I want to start with a song that's about that moment when you suddenly realize what life is really all about. Okay, here we go. Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, great. This is just...
Wow, this is so cool, you guys. The entire city is blacked out.
Mom says it's all of Manhattan, parts of Brooklyn and Queens, and they have no idea when it's coming back on.
Wow. Oh, guys, this is big.
Pants and a sweater. Why, Mom? Who am I going to meet in a blackout? Power company guys? Eligible looters? Can we talk about this later? Okay.
Can I borrow the phone? I want to call my apartment and check on my grandma. Wait, what's my number? I never call me.
Oh, my God. It's her. It's that Victoria's Secret model. Something Goodacre.
Hi, Mom. It's Jill.
She's right. It's Jill. Goodacre. Oh, my God. I am trapped in an ATM vestibule with Jill Goodacre. Is it a vestibule? Maybe it's an ATM. Oh, yeah. That is the part to focus on, you idiot.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just stuck at the bank. But an ATM vestibule.
Jill says vestibule? I'm going with vestibule.
I'm fine. No, I'm not alone. I don't know. Some guy?
Oh! Some guy. I am some guy. Hey, Jill, I saw you with some guy last night. Yes, he was some guy.
Hey, everyone. And officiating at tonight's blackout is Rabbi Triviani.
Well, Chandler's old roommate was Jewish, and these are the only candles we have, so...
Happy Hanukkah, everyone.
Ooh, look, ugly naked guy lit a bunch of candles.
Oh, that had to hurt.
All right. It's been 14 and a half minutes and you still have not said one word. Oh, God. Do something. Just make contact. Smile. There you go. You're definitely scaring her.
Hello? Oh, hi, Mom. Mom, you're tripping. Dexter's a dog. Well, the blackout's scaring him. Well, you'd pee in Dad's shoes, too, if you didn't know what was going on. All right, call me back. Mothers.
Yeah.
Attaboy. A word. That wasn't so hard. Mothers. Yeah. Mothers. Yeah. Perfect. Don't smile.
Did you like to call somebody?
Yeah, about 300 guys I went to high school with. Yeah, thanks.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
It's Chandler. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm trapped in an ATM machine with Jill Goodacre.
What?
I'm trapped in an ATM vestibule with Jill Goodacre.
I have no idea what you just said.
Put Joey on the phone.
What's up, man?
I'm trapped in an ATM vestibule with Jill Goodacre.
Oh, my God. He's trapped in an ATM vestibule with Jill Goodacre. Chandler, listen.
Yeah, like that thought never entered my mind.
Okay, somebody. All right, I'll go.
Okay.
Okay, senior year of college on a pool table.
Ooh, that's my sister. Okay. My weirdest place would have to be the women's room on the second floor of the New York City Public Library.
Oh, my God. What were you doing in a library?
And, Phoebe, what about you?
Milwaukee. It's a really weird place.
Ross?
Disneyland. 1989, it's a small world after all.
No way.
Yeah, the ride broke down, so Carol and I went behind a couple of those mechanical Dutch children. Then they fixed the ride, and we were asked never to return to the Magic Kingdom. So, let's see, that would leave...
Oh, Rachel. Oh, come on, I already went.
No.
You did not go. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. All right, the weirdest place would have to be... Oh... The foot of the bed.
Step back. We have a winner.
Hey, you know, this must be what the fridge looks like with the door closed. Spooky.
Anybody hungry? I've got a Klondike soup.
I've just never had a relationship with that kind of passion, you know, where you have to have somebody right there in the middle of a theme park.
Well, it was the only thing to do there that didn't have a line.
All right, well, see, I mean, Barry wouldn't even kiss me on a miniature golf course.
Come on.
No, he said we were holding up the people behind us.
And you didn't marry him because...
I mean, do you think there are people that go through life never having that kind of...
Probably.
Really?
But, you know, I'll tell you something. Passion is way overrated.
Yeah, right.
It is. Eventually, it kind of burns out. But hopefully what you're left with is trust and security and, in the case of my ex-wife, lesbianism. So, you know, for all those people who miss out on that passion thing, there's all that other good stuff.
Okay.
But I don't think that's going to be you.
You don't?
See, I see big passion in your future.
Really?
Hmm.
You do?
I do.
Oh, Ross, you're so great.
Never gonna happen.
What?
You and Rachel.
Why not?
Because you waited too long to make your move, and now you're in the friend zone.
No. I'm not in the zone.
Oh, Ross, you're mayor of the zone.
Look, I'm taking my time, all right? I'm laying the groundwork. Yeah, I mean, every day I get just a little bit closer to...
Priesthood! Look, Ross, I'm telling you, she has no idea what you're thinking.
Oh, yeah? She just ran her fingers through my hair. Were you, missing that interaction?
No. This is running fingers through your hair, okay? Now this... is a tousle. Look, Ross, if you don't ask her out soon, you're going to end up stuck in the zone forever.
I will. I'm waiting for the right moment. What, now?
Yeah. What's messing you up? The wine, the candles, the moonlight? Huh? You just gotta go up to her, and you gotta say, look, Rachel, I think...
Shushing.
We're shushing. Because we're trying to hear something.
What?
Don't you hear?
Ah.
See?
Huh? Do you like some gum?
Oh, is it sugarless?
Sorry, it's not.
Oh, then no thanks. What the hell was that? Mental note, if Jill Goodacre offers you gum, you take it. If she offers you mangled animal carcass, you take it.
New York City has no power, and the milk is getting sour. But to me, it is not scary, 'cause I stay away from dairy. La 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 la.
Okay, here goes.
You gonna do it?
I'm gonna do it.
You want me to help?
You come out there, you're a dead man.
Good luck, man.
Thanks. Okay.
Hey, where are you going?
Outside?
No, you can't go out there.
Why not?
Because of, the reason.
And that would be?
I can't tell you.